you've been working really hard on something called Windows Azure Service Bus.
Exactly.
What is this?
Windows Azure Service Bus is kind of the link between your apps that you have in the cloud and things that you use, that stay on in your personal data center or in the service that you already run.
Okay.
Because for the last 15 years or so, or actually longer, we've been teaching people on how to take one app and take another app and take another app and stitch them all together to streamline the flow of information. You have your customer information system, you got your enterprise resource system, you have all your custom apps. What we talked about is web services. How can we stitch all those things together for them to make sense? And obviously, you run all that stuff in your own data center. So now today, you're moving some of those things, you start moving some of those things into our data center, into Windows Azure. Mm-hmm. And of course, all those services still exist, and you still want to have all these links between all those pieces. Mm-hmm. And so Service Bus exists so that you can have either synchronous integration, that's what we have the relay for, you can call a web service, get a response, and you can tunnel into your NAT and your firewall, or you have asynchronous integration where you want to put a message on the queue, and then you have some applications that sits inside the corporate data center which you can go and pick it up.
Okay.
So for those integration scenarios, we have built the Service Bus.
Excellent. Now, what's new in this release? And of course, the December release is what I'm talking about.
Yes. So what we have in the current wave of releases is several things. So what we added just recently is load balancing for the relay.
Cool.
That's a big, big help, because now you can have several services that are sharing a single name up on Service Bus. You send a message to that one name, and you balance across a number of machines. That gives you load balancing. It gives you failover capabilities, which are interesting for a lot of scenarios. So now you can have two machines which are listening onto a single name, so you get the failover capabilities for this. What we also added is a way for messaging, using the very efficient binary protocol, to be tunneled over HTTP. So if you're sitting inside of a corporate data center and you don't have outbound connectivity for arbitrary TCP ports, or you're sitting with your client somewhere in a foreign network, think about you're setting up a pop-up shop in a mall, and you don't have control over that network. Sometimes outbound TCP ports are blocked, but HTTP is typically available, so we can go and tunnel out through HTTP and bundle that together into a binary thing. We've done that for the relay for the longest time, now we're also doing that for messaging. The most exciting piece, though, now for December, for this event, is that we're changing pricing in some dramatic ways.
Right.
You'll be able to see this on the website, what the specifics of the pricing are, but around this event, what we're going to do first is we're going to turn off the meters, which means Service Bus for a promotional period is going to be free. So that's a great thing.
Awesome.
We already have, since build, the new topics and queues features, they are already free. What we're now doing is we're going to say, hey, the relay also should be free. And when we come back with prices, which we will after the promotional period, you will find that the prices specifically for the relay are going to be dramatically cheaper. And so because we know that people have looked at tons of scenarios that are interesting with the relay, being able to call a web service really anywhere in the world. But if you look at the prices today, then they were, like today as of this speaking, they were often prohibitive for scenarios which required larger scale. And so we've now tweaked the prices so that those scenarios are now possible in reach for a lot of people.
Excellent. So now, who are the customers? Who are your current set of customers? Are they mainly enterprises? Are they small ISVs? What's going on?
We have a big mixed bag of large enterprises and smaller developers. We have small ISVs. Some of the most interesting stories are the ones that I can't talk about.
Isn't that always the case?
Right. Yes. So we have some interesting things where ISVs are using us as secret sauce, but they don't want us to talk about them.
Fair enough.
But let me give you a constructive example of how that could be. So imagine you have a lawyer who's on the road, just with his phone, and he's walking around, probably visiting. Do they do that? Yes, visiting clients, and so they have a phone, phone app, maybe. Our own wonderful house phone operating system, maybe the operating system of the other people. Mm-hmm. And so now the lawyer needs to get at some files that he wants to look at, and not necessarily what he would carry on his notebook, like a case file from 1987.
Okay.
Something that's deeply buried within the digital archive. Maybe they have all scanned. So how does he get there? Well, he needs to get into his office to get that file and take a look at it on the phone. So there are people, there are ISVs who are making apps like this, not for legal, but for other cases where it's just as sensitive, so this is why I'm taking legal, to reach into your home's, into your home application, into your home archive, but without opening the firewall. So without opening up a port and doing those things, and building this as offerings on top of Windows Azure, where they're focusing on getting that mobile experience right. So they're building apps for the iPhone, they're building apps for Windows Phone, they're building apps for all these different platforms, where they're focusing on getting the user experience right. And then they use Service Bus to kind of link into those assets, where effectively a law firm just installs a little proxy on the server that they have anyways. And that proxy will then tunnel out through Service Bus and provide this mobile gateway kind of with that right functionality. So we see something like this, which is fairly innovative use. And competitors of those ISVs don't quite know how they do that. So they just use us as kind of a trade secret.
Great.
Which is kind of interesting. And then we have other cases where it just straight through enterprise integration, where you have stuff that's on-premise, you have a line of business system, you have an ERP system, you have a CRM system, stuff that's not moving anywhere, mm-hmm. where you have solutions that sit up in the cloud, and you basically just need to have an integration between those. So we have a very broad spectrum between stuff that's all new and interesting. We have the .NET micro framework guys who are coming to us and say, hey, we have this project going on, mm-hmm. with this huge municipal bus company who are now putting the micro framework sensors and devices into all the buses, and they have 3G connectivity. Why can't you help us in just putting messages about where the bus is into your event queues, and then we can go and look at them, and so use Service Bus kind of as a fabric for those. It's all kinds of scenarios, really, from connected devices to ISVs who are doing integration in modern ways, mm-hmm. down to what you would think of it as enterprise integration.
Excellent. Now, the last question I'll ask you, as these are time-constrained conversations,
yes. Sorry.
Which I'm not good at, and I know you want to go much deeper than we will, as do I, but I want to ask you this from the developer's perspective, from the person composing code. What does this stuff look like? How does it feel? The complexity that you're talking about obviously is going to be nicely abstracted away, and I'll have a simple set of interfaces that
That's
I
right.
use. But can you talk just a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the complexity is mostly in the architectures, and then the artifacts that we give you are fairly straightforward. If you are for the synchronous stuff, so just a web service, we have a way how we do web services today on the platform, and that's the Windows Communication Foundation. So we make that very easy. We simply have some bindings, mm-hmm. That you can integrate with. We're also working with, we're now brothers and sisters with the IIS team. We're brothers and sisters with the ASP.NET team. So we're looking at how we can bring Service Bus to those things in the near future. So .cf is currently the way you do this. So you just use a different binding, and then you are out there. That also works with the messaging features. So there's a way to do .cf with MSMQ, and there's a way to do now .cf with the messaging features of Service Bus. And then there's a lower-level API, which gives you all the raw power of the messaging subsystem, which is called the messaging API, which is fairly straightforward. You go and create a client for a queue with a name, and then you send a message or receive a message. And so that's all nicely packaged in the Microsoft.ServiceBus DLL. If you want to go and start, the things you need is effectively Visual Studio would be nice, You need to have an Azure account, and then you just add the NuGet package for Service Bus, and then you have everything that you need right there.
Okay, so this is just a managed API.
It's a managed API. And then there's, if you want to use it from other platforms, including Java and PHP and some others that I forget, then we have on servicebus.coplex.com, there's a little area where we're checking in our stuff, and that's all code samples for a variety of different platforms, including samples specifically also for Silverlight, so that if you want to use it from Silverlight, specifically also from the phone, then you can do this. Mm-hmm. And we're expanding this more and more and more with in line with the Windows Azure initiatives around more platform coverage, and that's all good.
It is all good. That's one of the strengths of Windows Azure.
Yes.
Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you for coming.
Of course. Always great to see you, and start Windows Azure.